Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
That's how Doug does it. Doug's like, yeah, just boil them. Or no, he goes, I steam them. And I'm like, boil. Boil them? Boil them.
Steam them.
Now, this is not steaming. They are just sitting in a pot of water. This is boiling. I'm no professional chef, but I know enough.
It, like, yeah, the word steam makes it sound fancier. Like, oh, this is, you know, this is a technique.
A steamed hot dog. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you? A steam hot dog?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, well, why are you shitting so much? What happened? What'd you eat? What'd you do?
Well, I think it's because I ate leftovers from my former second job.
And they poisoned your food.
Yeah.
Ew.
The food there was not good.
No.
So, I got fired on Thursday.
Oh.
For my second job. I've never been fired from a restaurant job in my life.
Yeah, well, I thought something. I woke up because you called me the other night and it was like 1:30 in the morning here in New York. So it was like, but I woke up and I was like, Jesus Christ, like, you didn't leave a message?
I was also very drunk.
Well, that was
because I was like, cool, getting fired, perfect.
Yeah. And then yesterday we got on the phone and you're like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, you called me really late last night. What happened? And well, you're
she said 1:30 and I was like, what? Yeah. I was up at 1:30 and then I was like, oh yeah,
11:30. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 10:30. And then, and this is the beauty of having a podcast. Is the conversation last night was 3 minutes. She was like, I got fired. I'm making hot dogs. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's a typical Friday night check-in.
Right.
Yeah. So I people want me to sue.
What
like, multiple
happened?
People want me to sue.
What it's, happened?
First of all, I've never worked, so I'm not going to say a bunch of terrible stuff in case I do sue.
Right.
Yeah. I'll save that for off mic, and I'm probably not going to sue because honestly, it's
Wink.
Just like, well, it's just like not worth my time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like
right.
Investing more like energy into it.
Right.
Like, it's just they're terrible people and they'll always be terrible people. And I imagine their life will work out. In a certain way because of that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Right.
That is the only thing that keeps you sane in moments like that where you're like,
exactly.
We're like, this will level out.
But like, okay, because so this is the thing. So I got this job basically to help out my friend. Because she was like, please come work at this place. She was my manager at my old restaurant or place I currently work. And then she started working over here and she's like, please, like, you're such a great server. That'd be so great. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll only do 2 days a week because I'm already working 4 days at the other place.
Right.
And like that, so I was like, okay, whatever.
Was there a reason? I mean, were you like, I need to pull in more money? Like, I need to.
No, I literally just did it. I was like, okay, it's a block from my house.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, 2 nights a week. I'm just going to put all this money into savings. Whatever.
Right.
That's why I did it. Like, I didn't care. But then things happened. So I thought one manager was okay. He was very not okay. I think I told you this, that I've never filed a formal complaint on a manager or anybody ever. And I filed a formal complaint on this guy.
What? Okay. So what is going, like, what
this
happened?
This was like a month and a half ago that this happened.
When you say, okay, you thought he was okay. Like you thought he was a decent person. Cause
yeah,
it seems
like
the most
fucking cunt. That's what I thought.
Because you always talk about in restaurant world, how it's just a kind of a nightmare factory.
Yeah, but it's like not, no, but there's a difference. So there's a difference between like people talking shit and like fucking around,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like just incompetence.
Especially you are someone that talks
rudeness.
Shit and fucks around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it's not like I'm thin skinned and I'm like, ugh.
No.
But I made a decision with the table. Okay, this is what happened. Anyone who's worked in a restaurant would understand. A table order took way too long. It was over 30 minutes for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Their food should have been done. The kitchen forgot, whatever. That happens. No big deal. Something happened. The table directly across from them that ordered 20 minutes later their food was up.
Oh my God.
On the line. And I went back there and I told the chef, who's great. He was very upset Thursday night. Very upset. Like, hey, I can't run. I literally can't run this food. It's the one table in the restaurant that cannot get their food right now. And he said it'd be one more minute. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to sit it here for 1 minute. That's not going to kill the food.
Right.
It just went up and take the other stuff when it's ready in a minute. So this guy comes in, asks what's going on. I tell him, and he leans into my face and screams, "Are you fucking crazy?" In my face in front of the entire kitchen staff. Yeah. See, that's not like talking shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, are you insane?
That's abusive behavior.
Exactly. Well, and then he said that, and I didn't include this at the time when I filed the complaint because I was like, that didn't bother me. But then I came back because he made me run the food. Sure enough, the table was pissed. I'd had them 3 times before. I've never seen them again. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Whatever. Yeah. But I come back in the kitchen and he goes, "Man, girl, you do stuff like that, you and me are going to come to blows." Which I didn't include that because I knew he wasn't saying, "I'm going to hit you."
Right, right.
If you do that again, I knew he was just like just saying a thing.
He was saying, "I'm going to make you blow me."
Exactly.
Listen.
But in hindsight, do I desperately wish I'd included that in that formal complaint?
Right.
Fuck yes. Because at the time I was like, I don't want to make this like a bigger deal. I just like, this is like ridiculous behavior. And that didn't bother me, so I won't include it. Now I'm really fucking pissed I didn't include it.
Yeah.
But so that happened like 6 weeks ago. So I've known since then that he wanted me fucking gone.
And now, so what?
No, I'm not stupid.
What did you say to that? Did you say anything back to him when he said?
I was completely in shock. I stood there. I was like, what? And he goes, "Run the food." And I was just like, and I went out and ran, and the table was like looking at me. And I was like, "I know, I'm sorry." I was like shaking mad.
Yeah.
Right. And then especially as a server, because even though you have nothing to do with their food not being ready,
it doesn't matter. I didn't put it in.
You take the blame.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened. And I was like, okay, this motherfucker obviously.
Well, then you filed a formal complaint.
Gone.
Well, so now here's a question, because like, so he says like, "You do that again, you and me are going to come to blows." And I like, "Hey girl, like girlfriend, please, if you do that again, yeah, we
exactly.
are."
I know. I'm going to be mad.
"Hey girlfriend, we are in a fight." Like a real one, a physical fight. And it's actually
a physical
fun.
Fight. I'm going to hurt you.
Right. And it's actually physically. Fun because I'm your boss.
Oh, I wish I'd put that in there. I wrote it in the fucking email and then I deleted it.
Well, and then
I was like, ugh.
And it's such a weird thing because I feel like in like on paper, and it's like, and even in like scary movies, you watch scary movies and you're like, man, if I was in that situation, I'd get up and I'd be like, "Hey monster, get out from under my bed."
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hindsight. Yeah, it's hindsight right. talk.
But when you're in the situation, it's so shocking that your instinct is like, "I just want to make this not be a problem. I don't want to cause more problems."
Well, you just want to deal with it in the moment.
Exactly.
And so you go, so when he said, "We're going to come to blows, just run the food," did you ever try to like talk to him about it again and be like, "Look, this is why I made that decision"? Or were you like, "I just don't want to deal with this guy"?
Of course. When I told him, he was like, "What, you can't hold the food." And I was like, "It can't go out." I was like, "That's insane. It's been over 30 minutes. Like the ticket time's right there." No, I stand by that call. Doing the right thing.
Oh,
I was 1,000% doing the right thing. He's an incompetent boob who should manage an Applebee's in the middle of the country somewhere. That's what he should do. No offense to people that manage Applebee's in the middle of the country.
Right.
I'm sure you're solid people.
I'm sure you are very competent boobs.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I don't think anything was done about that.
Jammers?
Bleep out names, because I keep saying names. So bleep out names when we do this.
We'll have a real bleep fest.
No, I think I've only said her name like a couple times. She told me, she was like, "Send me an email of what happened." And I did. And she said there was a sit down with the owner. But I was never asked to sign anything. So I don't think anything official. I don't think they ever like put it on record. So that's like I have that email dated.
Right.
So
you sent that, you know, obviously they didn't put on, cause they didn't bring you in. Cause this happened.
No, they never brought me in. I never got an apology from him. I never signed any paperwork, which like in a restaurant, everyone, like if there's an incident report for everything, if something happens.
Right.
So if this had been formally taken care of, there would have been an incident report that I would have had to sign.
Oh yeah. There was.
That never happened.
When I worked at Whole Foods in Tribeca, and don't bleep out that name. I love Whole Foods. They were great. They were great to work for. But, and I think you remember this.
But fuck them.
No, I worked in the juice department. Like in
I remember
the juice department, the specialty department. And it was straight up harassment every day by the other people that worked in the juice bar. It was a lot of younger dudes. So it was this kind of like masculine, young testosterone-y. Like testosterone, the San Francisco
trip. That is my favorite.
Testosterone.
It's all just little dicks.
Right.
It's all just shaped like little dicks.
Yeah. And it's always.
Rice is basically shaped like little dicks.
Right. The teeny tiny little dicks.
The teeniest dicks.
Ooh, I don't know.
I love testosterone in a cream sauce. You know?
Nope. Nope. No thanks.
Yep.
No, thank you.
Tiny. Well, the can is shaped like a dick, but when you come out, they're little fishies like sperm. Huh? That's testosterone.
Testosterone. So toxic masculinity.
Right.
In Whole Foods, the right. San Francisco treat.
So in Whole Foods, these guys, before their shift, were just eating bowls of testosterone. I watched them do it.
Just out of the can. Right. Just cold and out of the can.
I'm like, we don't even sell that because Whole Foods has a strict policy of they don't sell anything with additives and chemicals. And I'm like, oh, testosterone, that's all chemicals, baby. So they're sneaking contraband canned food into the back.
I mean, testosterone is really the dilemma sweeping the nation here. Oh, this is the running theme.
1,000,000%. People think it's gluten. Gluten's not the problem.
Well, but that is the weird thing about testosterone. It is gluten-free.
I know.
So,
So they're eating these cans of food. And then they're all fired up. And then the juice bar, I mean, it would be like, I would go in and do almost the majority of the work, the physical lifting. And they were all, and I mean, they were just like, they were kids. They would just show up and fuck around and not really do their job.
They didn't give a fuck about their job.
And they would show up drunk or high, not give a fuck. And I would go in and just because my personality and Megan's the same, like we take pride in our jobs. Yeah. And it's like, especially a job like that, any customer service, any kind of like a waitress or working a juice bar or barista.
You're not fucking around. Yeah.
If you put a little bit of effort into it, plus it's like you're there, you're at work. So why not
if you're at work, just work.
Just work because it makes a day go by faster. And especially when you're in customer service, you have a more pleasant experience during your day if you work in customer service and you try to make it nice for the customers.
Yeah.
Because then you have friendly customers. It's interesting if you're working with people who are shitty. They're like, oh man, all the customers, I hate everyone. It's like, oh no, it's actually you're shitty. Cause if you were friendly and did your best to get things done in a timely manner, and even something like what Megan did with this, where it's like, I don't want to run this food before this other table because that table will be pissed. It's like if you put a little effort into and take a little pride in your job, no matter what it is, the day goes by faster and you have a better day. Yeah. Anyway, that's the mom lecture part of this episode. Put a little bit of goddamn effort.
The tiniest bit.
Excuse me, what?
I'm just sorry.
It is 4 a.m. where Megan is right now.
Yeah, it is. It's 3:45 in the morning.
Are you a little low on your testosterone?
I'm like, can we take a break? Can we take a quick pause so I can get some testosterone?
But so these kids would, I mean, I would go in and do all the work, and it was to the point that they would like not do any work. I would walk in, they would not make eye contact with me. They would physically bump into me and knock me into things and make comments and just be so cunty that I was having panic attacks.
She'd call me like crying after work.
Hmm. I would go in and I would be like, hey, and they would just not, and they would, I would have to do all the work. Oh, they were like bullies. They were bullies to me. And so they moved me to different departments. And I had one guy shoulder check me in the cooler where he thought there weren't cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And I filed a complaint, and other people had complained in that department about these same people. And I went in and made complaints, and they're like, yeah, we hear this a lot. And I'm like, so do something about
it. Right.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
That's like terrible, terrible management.
Yeah. And so it was, but I remember I filed. Yeah. You know what? It was like a combination of like me quitting and then being like, we can't have, but I had to file a report about getting shoulder checked, and they pulled footage from the camera, and I'd been making, and that's the important thing. When you're in a job, it's like a little things where you feel harassed or you feel, document it, write it down, make a note of it in your phone, on a piece of paper, do something, because what'll happen is it's all these little things. And especially, women, because we don't eat as much canned pasta as these dudes. But it happens more to women, where we just go, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to cause a problem.
Yeah, and exactly.
So then you have this pattern of behavior of harassment and shitty things. And then when something big happens, they'll be like, well, why didn't you say anything before? And you're like, because I didn't want to cause a problem. And I thought they'd stop.
Right.
But people who are cunts are going to be cunty. And they'll just keep going and pushing you. And it's. Yeah, it's the craziest thing where they just look at you and they're like, okay, so we'll move you to a different department. And I remember being like, why don't you just fire the three people that have consistently had complaints about them for years?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, no, but we just, that's like not a good look. And there are all these other things. I said, we'll just move you to a different department. So I just got moved. And when I got moved, they would come into that department and like be shitty to me.
Exactly. It's not like they weren't there.
Right.
Oh. They didn't move you to a different store.
Right. And that's even when it's a coworker. So I can't even imagine when it's your boss, because this was a boss of yours that threatens to fight you.
Yeah. I'm so angry I didn't put that in the email.
So then what else happened? So like, what was the actual firing? So that was 6 weeks ago. So,
yeah, that was like, yeah, like a month, 6 weeks ago, something like that. Yeah, it was like right before I came to New York. So Thursday night, everything's fine. I made a mistake. I 100% stand, like, I rang in the wrong order and I felt so terrible. Their computer system sucks. I rang in, instead of a vegetarian thing, I rang in the regular meat thing. Because there's a vegetarian version and the regular meat version. Yeah. I accidentally hit the button which you've dealt with POS systems.
Right.
You hit one button and then whatever. And I didn't catch it. I felt terrible. The table, by the way, it like, they couldn't have been cooler about it.
Right.
Because I really did like feel really terrible. I've never done that. Like a dietary thing. I've never fucked up an order like that. So I genuinely like had a pit in my stomach. I felt so gross about it. And they were so nice. They're like, oh my God, like, please, like, don't be upset. We're totally fine. I hope no one in the kitchen's upset. Yeah. It was like that level of... They were the chillest they could possibly have been.
Well, they're vegetarians, so they don't have any guilt about their lifestyle.
Oh, no, the husband was not. Oh. It was just the wife.
Well, but it's one of the things too, because it's a normal, in a normal situation, and people don't, you don't think about this, how stressed you get when you're in a toxic work environment.
Right.
Exactly.
And normally, and that would still bum you out, but you could be like, I fucked up and go tell them and make the change.
But it's a healthy work environment to know that you can make a mistake and it won't ruin your life. Or like, there's not someone that's going to like scream.
This is the thing that happened. I've never done that. First of all, especially I've never done that at this restaurant in the 4 months I've worked there. And that happens constantly.
Right.
Like a new manager they hired did that exact same thing a week before. Exact same thing.
I was
so,
yeah, I remember when I went there with you to the restaurant. Yeah. I was not impressed.
Yeah, it's not. Again, I'm shitting my face off today. Because the kitchen, well, that was very sweet. The kitchen made me something. The kitchen like couldn't look at me. They were so upset. Oh. The head chef was like so upset. He's like, this isn't right. Oh, it was bananas. Like the whole restaurant was pissed. It was crazy. But so it comes back and I see that this asshole he didn't even say a thing to me. He didn't say a single word to me. He made my friend fire me. She was crying. He made her do it.
Your friend that brought you in.
Yep.
Yeah.
He made her do it. He said nothing to me and then snuck out the back. I'm not even kidding.
What?
So was there another elevation? Yes. I mean, was that pretty much it? Like you, no,
that was it. That was it. I mean, oh, and then he called the owner to come in and talk to the table. Is that protocol?
Oh no, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Mm. Like that's, I saw him walk in and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wonder what his fucking problem is with you. The only, I mean.
It's that I filed a complaint against him. And yeah. He's a miserable asshole. He's incompetent. He does not seem like he's ever worked in a restaurant. Apparently he has. Like the way, like not like the whole not understanding holding the food thing is like, you've never worked in a restaurant? Are you kidding me?
How about you've never eaten in a restaurant?
Yeah, well, that's not
even,
exactly.
I mean, you can, even if you've never worked in a restaurant, and I understand there's a skill, and then especially in fine dining and but when I first worked my first job,
this place was not fine dining.
No, it was not.
They really think they're fancy and they're not fancy.
No, the only thing that's fancy about them is how expensive it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's one of those things too, where you go like, well, but also just, okay, pretend you are the customer. We all are customers. We've all been customers in coffee shops and restaurants. How do you like to be treated?
Right.
Do you want a server not showing up at all? Do you want a server that comes by every 20 seconds and is like, is it good? Yeah, it's fuck it, relax.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's common sense. And then you go, oh, if I was in a restaurant and I ordered food and 30 minutes later, I didn't get my shit and I saw other people get, I would be upset.
Who I saw sit down and saw order.
Right. After we ordered.
I made a mistake. A thousand percent.
But it's pretty obvious.
It's not a fireable offense.
No.
I have zero write-ups. I have zero warnings. It's straight up, it's illegal.
Oh yeah.
Like that's the thing. And like, I've talked to people, including lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I super have a case, especially because I have that fucking email. Thank God.
Right. Then the fact that you sent that email.
And I have my form that I had to sign, which I didn't sign. I wrote, I do not comply with this, and signed underneath that.
What was the form that they gave you?
Saying why I was what did they say? A guest rang in or server rang in a wrong entree that didn't meet the guest's dietary needs. I know. No, it's like not.
But that's the reality. Legal. That's the reality of complaining against a boss. I mean, like, look, when I was working in corporate office jobs and dealing with an HR department, that would happen all the time where it's like someone will go to HR, complain about something that was super fucked up against a really high powered executive or something. And then, you know, it used to be pretty standard protocol that then the lower person who was an assistant or a fucking whatever would just kind of disappear 6 months later. You know, and just like, oh, they got fired for something bullshit. Like it was just kind of waiting for them to.
No, I mean, I'm very impressed at how big of a pussy he was about it.
Yeah. Right. For someone like, who was threatening to fight you.
Crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. He did not say a single word to me.
I mean, at all. You know, you're lucky to be out of that.
Oh,
job.
No. Well, and this is the thing. I didn't want to work there anymore because I don't like him. I didn't like this other new manager they hired. Everybody's quitting or talking about quitting.
Yeah.
Like that I like the bartender that worked the other night, loved him. He's so cool. Like Tuesday's his last day. Like he put in his 2 weeks. Like it's a miserable place to work. The owners don't treat people right. Owner, rather. The other guy I think is okay. Yeah, management's terrible. Like before I wanted to work Thursday, I was laying on the couch with Preston and I was like, I don't want to go into work. And he was like, you don't need this job. Just quit. He was like, just put your 2 weeks in. Like you don't need to work there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know. And then I got to work and was talking to the bartender and told him, I was like, yeah, I'm going away for like a week and a half for Christmas. I should just put my 2 weeks in tonight. And I just won't have to work here ever again. He's like, that's a really good idea. Hmm. And then this happened like an hour later.
Crazy.
And so
it's not like it was too much of a headache to save like a few hundred dollars a month.
Oh, not worth it.
Well, but it also sounds like you're just more shocked than annoyed because you are not someone that gets fired from a service job.
Like, oh,
you
I take was, that like, shit crying. Really
seriously. Yeah.
I was crying at work and I was like, I'm not sad.
Right.
Like, you I don't want anything. Don't I'm crying fired. Because I'm so like, sad. I don't get fired from places and I'm getting fired for a bullshit reason.
Right.
That's right. Like, I was so frustrated and angry.
Yeah. And especially
and
when
for,
you
like to make her do it. And he just, and like the owner said nothing to me when he came in. Like, I'm like, you're all a bunch of pussies. Like, this is pathetic.
And like, you don't have to be that dramatic.
Well, it's also because they know it's illegal. They know they know I was fired. Like, everyone was agreeing with me at work. Like, I was like, this is not right.
They know you were fired because he was a cunt and threatened you in the kitchen. He threatened you with physical violence. And then you filed a complaint, which did not get reported. You did not get called in to have a meeting with anybody. And what's so, and so he knew that. And they just, so they were already just like, well, fuck this bitch.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. It's just, again, I don't fuck up. So they haven't had an opportunity to fire me until Thursday night.
Right. And it's that's an extra bummer it's to just, get fired. Yeah. When you know you're going to quit. So you're like, God damn it. I was going to come in here with
I know. But it's like a breakup. Here's the thing. Now, that's why I'm like, I'm just going to get unemployment and I hope they fight me on it. Yeah. I'm filing for unemployment, like, which I don't know if I can do because I have a job.
Yeah,
that's
why
I'm thinking
my...
about the lawsuit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but the lawsuit, the thing.
Which I mean, crazy because you need multiple jobs to live in Los Angeles. Most people have multiple jobs.
Right. But then you have to look at, because I thought about that with Whole Foods too. I thought, because I was like, oh, I have grounds to sue them because I mean, it was documented, all the stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And they were nervous because they knew I could sue them. And here's what is so frustrating. And I hate to make it, but I don't want to make it just like a woman thing, because I'm sure it happens to dudes too. But a lot of times it happens more often to women where it's, you're being harassed and intimidated. And so you go, and instead of, I don't understand this practice of just not getting rid of the bad guys. Instead, they're like, no, okay, but how about, can we just move you? And you're like, no, but I'm not the problem. Or instead of being like, oh, this manager, maybe we should tell him he needs training on how to deal with people.
Are the bad guys usually part owners? Are the bad guys usually like...
Well, like in my situation,
Guys are usually men.
Yeah, the bad guys are usually
guys.
I know.
But usually when they don't get removed, it's like they're in a position where there's something keeping the company from removing them.
In
my experience.
Yeah. Ours, it was, I mean, the Whole Foods one was, that was an interesting situation. And I was told very explicitly why they couldn't fire these people.
Yeah.
And it was maddening.
Yeah.
It was maddening. I mean, gotcha. I was like, they straight face told me.
Yeah.
They're like, we cannot fire these people because of these reasons. And they're like part-time employees that fucking didn't show up half the time. When they did, they were high or fucking around, but they're like, we can't, it's not a good look. So I'm like, great. So I get physically assaulted at work, but we can't do anything about this.
Yeah.
And it's, and then you have to leave your job. So it's like either stay and be so stressed out because, and that's even like you with the extra money. It's like, and not even just for a few extra couple hundred dollars a month, but there are a lot of people in jobs where they hate their jobs so much that it affects your mood to the point that it affects your whole life. And you just walk around depressed and stressed out and it's not worth it.
Right.
It is not worth it.
No, that's what this was for two nights a week for, I was making like, I mean, it wasn't, I was getting like $1,000 a month. With tips and everything.
Yeah, which is a lot of money.
But like, it was at the point, because again, I don't need that money. That was money I was just putting into savings.
Yeah,
like
it's
stockpiling
just, but
money.
It's just like,
that was nice to have.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like Thursdays were a nightmare because that's when he was there. And it was so uncomfortable. Like the way he speaks to people is disgusting. Like his tone. Mm. And it was just so stressful going in. And I hated it. And their business is getting worse and worse. I've been making less and less money every week, like noticeably less and less money each week.
It's so strange to me that people know, especially like like the person, like this manager, like when people are so over the top cunty, like they don't realize, like, I don't know, in people's minds, they think, I know, I'll be a good boss and a serious worker. And some people think that that equals like being rude and snotty and talking down to people. I do not understand that. You see that a lot where people, they just like, well, I'm delegating, I'm managing. It's like, you can be friendly.
I mean, also, but like, he truly can't think he's a good manager when I was blatantly fired for a reason that no one in any restaurant would ever be fired for the first time. At most, it's a write-up. At most. But I, let's just think, if they tried to write me up for that, I would have fought it. Because I'd have been like, did she get a write-up when she did this last week? You know what I mean? Like,
and it's, you're a human being, you're going to make a mistake. It's not the,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
If restaurants fired people for ringing in food wrong or ringing in the wrong food
for one wrong order
for a table, there would literally be no employees in any restaurant.
Right. I was going to say there would be no restaurants.
Turnover would be a week. Like you'd have to fire all the kitchen because the kitchen fucks up like that all the time.
Well, that's just unrealistic. Like, so that's fucking crazy.
It's completely unrealistic.
And it's also bullshit. I mean, like, we all know that's bullshit. We all know why that. Yeah.
Obviously bullshit. Like, it's obviously bullshit. The fact that, like, I filed that complaint and then I'm fired for this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. I think that is the question because, like, you both have been through situations where you kind of leave it and you're like, fuck, what do I do? You know, like, because going through the motions and like actually suing someone over that kind of thing is a fucking nightmare. It's expensive.
Exactly.
It's a headache.
It's more expensive than the money you're going to get.
And they know you're not going to do it. They know you're not going to do it. You know,
I mean, that's the thing. I have friends that would probably do it for really cheap.
I wish you would have quit that sentence right there. Well, that's the thing.
I got friends.
I got friends.
So I'm gonna. Yeah.
I got friends, and those friends have baseball bats.
But it's more like I don't like the headache of dealing with it, and because that would be like a year.
Yeah.
Right.
Of my life, having to deal with these assholes. Where I'm like, okay, so I don't know. I'm gonna see if I can get unemployment. I'm gonna call on Monday. Because that's the thing. I tried doing it online and it's like, it has both places listed.
Right.
And it's like, did you work at either of these places in like this period of time? And it's like, yes. And then you have to go in and it has the end date and you can't leave that open. So at my other restaurant, I can't fill out that page.
Oh yeah.
Because I still work there.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
so
I don't know if
I'm
you
gonna
can collect.
Call and speak to somebody and ask them, but I think that's bullshit because lots of people have multiple jobs like just to get by. I just want to fucking get something out of them. I'm so angry. Right.
Well, and it's not even, I mean, because it's a
I'm
strange,
so angry.
I know. And I get it. Oh, I mean, if this documentary ever, if whatever, maybe I'll just get the footage from Jorge. They have footage the day that I left that job. The camera crew was outside and I was like fuming.
Yeah.
Fuming. I may have been on the phone with you.
Yeah.
And like crying and screaming. So like there's raw footage of right after I walked out and I'm like, fuck these motherfuckers. But it's this rage and like this anger and it feels it's unjust and it's unfair.
Yeah.
But then there's this other thing where you go like, okay, but then how much energy, like you were saying, how much more energy do I want to put towards these cunts and dealing with them? And
that's my thing.
Yeah. Cause it's like, it was stressful going into the shitty job for an extra $1,000 a month. So to get unemployment and to deal with that headache of having to deal with that or sue them, it's like, it's not going to amount to $1,000 a month. And so is it worth the additional headache of, right. You know, it's one of those.
I'm going to talk to a sleazier lawyer than my traditional lawyer friend, Tyler.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, by the way, Wendy.
Ooh.
You know,
sleazy lawyer. Wink,
it's
wink.
It's a comic
wink.
Lawyer.
Oh,
he just did. He just did an unemployment case. So I'm going to see him. Seeing him on Sunday at a party.
He is.
First of all, nothing. Because he's telling.
Wait, is he a lawyer?
He's very good. He's a very good lawyer.
but my question is he a lawyer who is also a comic, or is he a lawyer who specifically deals with comics?
No, he's a lawyer who's also a comic.
Oh, okay.
The sleaziest kind. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last night he was talking about the unemployment case he just won and kept referring to himself as daddy. That's yeah. like in him in a nutshell. And I was just like, oh my God.
You know, that's in certain situations.
But he's really good at being a skeezy lawyer.
At certain situations, you need
to totally do it. So I'm going to talk to him and just like get his take on.
Be like, Daddy, these guys are mean to me. This guy said he was going to fire me. Dad. I'm going to tell my dad on you guys. He is so, oh my God, even just the way that he talks, like, I mean.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. I'm glad I did not do cocaine in LA, and I'm so glad because I did. It's so funny because I feel like I would have died with him in some VIP room of some shady club in Van Nuys.
In Glendale.
Oh, wow. This is a portrait.
Van Nuys and or Glendale, either work. Oh, yeah. I feel like I would have been in a hookah bar with him doing cocaine, talking about.
All these movie ideas you have.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, you're a lawyer, but also my dad. Stay with me.
Daddy Esquire.
Oh God. My God. Yeah. And his hair
I'm going to talk to him.
He has his hair is like always like gelled and styled. He looks like a skeezy 80s coked out lawyer.
That's what I was going to say. He looks like a skeezy 80s like Wall Street man.
Yeah.
That's what I want my lawyer to look like. Sorry, yeah. Tyler. Go surfing, you loser. You don't look enough like a skeez to be a good lawyer.
Yeah, like where he doesn't wear a tie, but like the one, the top button's undone. Like he would be like the bad guy lawyer in Miami Vice.
Right. We went to Vegas with him and his girlfriend, now fiance, like a year ago.
How was that?
It was fun. It was Doug and Meredith too. That was a trip.
That was
just boring me and Preston, like not doing drugs.
Oh, I do remember. I remember this story. I knew about this.
Oh, I told the pool story.
The daytime.
I wanted to vomit. Where I was just like physically ill.
So drugs are fun and cool sometimes, but it's weird. Even
if it's 110 degrees and you're outside dry by a pool. Heat.
Yeah. I barely like to drink in that weather because I'm just like,
because we got a cabana that day and they brought we got a fruit plate. That was the nicest. That was the day we got the cabana and they bumped us up to the super fancy cabanas.
Right.
Where like you have a private pool. It was cool. But they gave us like a free fruit plate. And an hour after we got it, I was in the tent like getting a water or something. And it was dehydrating.
Oh, cool.
Like turning into dried fruit because the weather. Because it was so hot and dry.
You guys, the fruit's almost turned into jerky. Should we start doing cocaine?
We can use the pineapple to chop it up.
Right.
That should be Las Vegas's new motto.
At the Coca. Thank you. Coca Cabana. No. I had to do it.
Hey.
You're not the first person to do that. It's literally impossible.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's some times where you're like, I'm not going to drink. We're not going to do drugs. And then you get upgraded to a nice cabana and you have to like whatever drugs are there.
I probably should have.
I understand. So
in that moment.
But that's really what you want. And that's what you want in a lawyer. Someone representing you in court. Will you do massive amounts of stimulants in the gross heat? In an outdoor tent, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're outside.
Ugh.
And then jump in a pool.
In the day.
Mm. I mean, I've done a lot. I did drugs long enough. Half that time it was the daytime. So
I've done it in the daytime too, but only when it's like when it's cold. I can't think of a time that I've done.
I love you. I love you.
I'm honestly trying to think of daytime drug use when it's nice. And I don't like. No, but when
I mean,
it's
I grew up in California doing drugs, so most days it was nice.
Yeah, most days it was like a balmy 70. I didn't start doing drugs till I moved to New York and I was well into my mid-30s. So I learned to be like,
That's actually why you moved to New York, for the weather.
Right.
There's a bigger drug season here.
And the drugs.
Yeah.
And the drugs.
Sweater weather. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. I want people to like send us emails about this. I want people's opinions of what I should do, or like send me messages on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, because if this guy, because if he can help you, well, you're going to meet with him and find out in the back of some seedy hookah bar in Glendale.
Yeah, exactly. That's his office. That's his office. It's got his name on the door.
He's like the caterpillar.
It's like in Better Call Saul. You walk through the nail salon. Right. Yeah. But in this case, it's a hookah bar in Glendale.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited to find out the suing thing is like on paper. I do you remember when I got hit by a car? I was T-boned.
Yeah.
Going to work at Whole Foods in Santa Monica. See, I actually love Whole Foods. Just people in Tribe. I mean, just the way they dealt with
that. Just that one.
I mean, what a bunch of fucking cunts.
That sucks.
But I was T-boned. Like, this woman went through a stop sign, blew a stop sign, T-boned my car. And I got, and it's kind of a similar thing where, like, there's this attitude of, I don't want to be a problem.
Right.
And it's the same, like you get harassed at work or someone does something shitty or someone hits your car and you're like, you know what? We don't want to be a problem. And she hit me, and my parents all work in law enforcement. And I called my parents. I'm like, what should I do? And they were like, well, wait for the cops. And my dad, because Whole Foods is a physical job where you're climbing up and down ladders and you're stocking shelves and you're doing things. I'm like, I got hit. I was like, I don't know if I got hit pretty very hard. And my dad, who's a highway patrol officer, he's going to retire like when this comes out in like a month. But so that's like his job is dealing with, for the first part, traffic accidents. He said, you're probably in shock. Call an ambulance and have them put you on a stretcher and rest. And I was like, I got to get to work. I can't. I don't have time. I got to go to work. So I went to work. The cops came. I took pictures of the scene, and the woman was at fault. And she goes, yeah, it was clear that she, I mean, I didn't have like some car that like could magically, like it wasn't a Tesla. It was like a hatchback automatic Kia. It couldn't go sideways.
Yeah.
So she plowed right into me, and she just acted really, and she's like, yeah, she told the cops it's my fault, whatever. Okay. So I'm like, all right. So I thought she'd pay for, she was like, okay, she'll pay for my car. I go to work all day. Cause I'm like, I don't want to cause a thing. I, you know, and like Megan and I are the same. Where it's like, we can't be late to work. We're like, we take pride in being hard workers and like good employees. So I go to work all day. Don't really feel anything, but cause your body's in shock. So I just worked on like a shocked body. That night I went home, I laid down, and I was like, okay. And I took, you know, my car into the shop, and I'm like, okay, so she'll pay for the repairs. The next morning I woke up and I could not roll over to my side to get out of bed. My body was so, cause I was in shock. And then I went and did, and I was so fucked that I couldn't go to work for like 3 or 4 days. I had to go to physical therapy. I couldn't exercise. It was so gnarly. And this woman, so I had to go do all this medical stuff. And then this woman, my family's a really good lawyer. It was going back and forth. They went back and forth for like 3 or 4 years. And I had to keep going to doctors to do stuff, and this bitch wouldn't pay for it. Right. And even my car. So I had to pay, like my insurance paid for the car. This chick then went back and like, and that was a clear cut case where she was, but it just, the onus of the burden of proof is on the victim so many times and stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I mean, and my family's lawyer, he felt so badly. He was like, I'm so sorry that I had to drag you to, and then I moved to New York and I had to fly back to LA for.
Oh yeah.
It was. And you then know, and then he couldn't get any money out of it. And I'm like, well, that's fine. But it was just like,
you know, I know it's not on the same level, but I run into that all the time as a freelancer where it's like, you'll have people cancel thousands.
Oh, this has
got to
be
dollars.
A nightmare.
No, I mean, well, that's the thing is like I recognize, like I actually have to, it's unfortunate, but I know that I need to charge my clients X amount for that one client that just fucks me on a payment or that just one of the cases that really stood out was I had a client book a big job, thousands and thousands of dollars of work. It was going to be my job for 2 months and then pull out of it the day before we were starting shooting.
Oh my god.
And you literally, I mean, like as a freelancer, I think things are getting better with freelancers, right? So the other thing that I had happen, which now is illegal in New York City, but I had a company that I was working for in-house, and they were paying for my full insurance benefits, the whole thing. They fired me and then demoted me to freelance. Which is now illegal, but at the time, like I had no clue. I was straight out of college when that happened, you know, like and now there are all these new laws and there's, you know, there's the freelancers union in New York, but you just, you don't know what to do. The only thing that I have even as feedback for those kinds of cases are just like my other friends of freelance and whatever. But so often it's like,
so what would you do in a case like that? Cause I, you know,
I mean,
the jammers, I imagine a lot of our,
so what I do,
a lot of us are freelancers.
No, there are a lot of freelance jammers for sure. But you know, what I've had to do is, I have a contract that I do with all my clients.
Okay.
And every time something like that happens, I'm just constantly modifying it in small ways. So for example, you know, I had one client that would just, their projects would go so much longer and they would figure out a way. You know, I have a clause in my contract that is now about cancellation fees and that kind of
thing. Right, because even when I was a personal trainer, same kind of thing.
Right. You have to start building that stuff in. But what happens is people will find different ways around it. And so I'm constantly updating the terms of my contracts. And it is really interesting because you know what? The people that, in my experience, my small clients that are smaller bills, smaller jobs, that kind of thing, they're always great about being respectful.
Yeah, because they're poor.
Exactly.
Poor people are just better people.
Yes.
Whenever I go after a big fish, that's a big job, that's like months and months of work, that's when I really have problems getting them to pay on time, getting them to, you know, they deal with bigger nets. I had one client in, that was one of the reasons that I had to stop doing music videos, because the big companies like Universal and MTV and Viacom, like they would pay on these nets that were just, Viacom would pay me on a 90-day net. So I couldn't bother them about an invoice that I sent them for 90 days. And then, you know, what happens is you get an assistant on the phone that's like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. And then it's another 90 days before they actually get your, I would have to spend so much time when I was doing music videos, I would have to waste so much time just chasing payments that it made doing music videos not profitable.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Send us a Jam-a-Lams.
Yeah. So we can start being bad rich people.
Yeah.
We're tired of being good poor people.
Yeah, well, because when you, with poor people, oh my God, on Shark Tank last night, just a quick, I do want to
Oh my God, you're in the fucking show.
I love Shark Tank.
Okay.
I just think it's interesting to learn like how business, but they had these two kids that came on and it's a rerun, obviously, but they had talking about
obviously.
Yeah. CNBC, they do reruns over and over and over. They're really old.
Why do you watch Shark Tank on CNBC? Okay.
I love it because
that's the only channel she watches.
Because CNBC.
She wants to be a bad rich person.
Yeah, they'll do like 4 hours back to back. And I love watching it. Okay. I think it's interesting. Plus, you also, but it is interesting just to learn the business side because it's the opposite of everything that I do.
Right.
And so I'm like, I wonder how these people's brains work. I just think
it's almost always logic.
Right. It's 100% logic. And I just find it interesting because they're like, we make it for this, we sell it for this. And I just find it interesting.
Right.
Because it's the 100% opposite of how my brain works.
It's the exact opposite of the jammers model where we're like, we love doing this. We really hope you'll give us money or ads.
Right. And if you don't want to, that's fine. I mean, we don't want to be a problem.
No, no, no.
It's fine.
We don't need to survive. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
No, it's fine. It's
cool. We're all going through it now.
No, it's fine. Me and Wendy could lose a few pounds. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to eat anymore.
Right.
It's cool.
Yeah, you know,
I'm half unemployed. I'm back to the job that's been keeping me totally fine for 5 years. So, see, that's the other. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just mad. I just want to like stick it to them in some way.
Right.
That's what it is.
Well, and
it's not even the money from unemployment. It's just like that would be a slight annoyance to them.
Right.
That's all I want.
Well,
because I'm just so infuriated.
Yeah. Well, and then it comes to, and I know this just happened, so like it's still, but even like with Whole Foods, I had that same feeling. And then after a couple of weeks, I just had to let it go. Cause I'm like, okay, it's not about the money. I can find another job. I'm like, so what is, I'm like, okay, so now I just want to be vengeful. And so and so then you go, is that good for my state of mind?
And that's what I've learned is like, whenever something like that happens, I've had it happen enough now where I've learned that if I can like get past that initial anger in the way that I want to stick it to them for, you know, oh, this billing or that billing or that like immediate gratification of like, give me a little bit of money. You know what I mean? Just like tamp that down. And then there are always new clients that come along. There's always new work. There's always something good that comes out of those situations, but it's really hard to feel in that moment.
Yeah.
No, it's because it just happened and I'm fucking pissed.
Right. Fuck and it's one of those things. It's like you said, like, and not to be all like Zen, but It's one, it is very like the, it's very like Star Wars, like, you know, you like, yes, you're getting angry. You're coming to the dark side. Cause you're like, yeah. Fuck, now I'm you. Do you know? Cause yeah, it's like, exactly. They're cunty. No, exactly. And so then you part of it was like, well, I'm going to get back to them and fuck this person. And you see, and I even hear it like, especially on the streets, just walking down the street, you'll hear people on the phones and how angry people get. Yeah. Every, I mean, it, like, it's like,
I mean, you see it every day here. I mean, someone,
and to, I want to walk like up and be like, if you, first of all, if you stop yelling, well, you yeah. know, in any conversation, the first person to yell, that's like, I remember learning that was like just in management, like training, but then even just in interacting with people, you'll watch people. And if people are the first person to go, the first person to yell and get emotional has lost the discussion. Because yeah. it's like, and now, cause now you're emotional. So now you're not having a rational conversation and now you're not in control of your emotions.
Right.
And like, and the, yeah, it's, but yeah, it's one of those, it's a,
I'm just mad. I mean, I'm going to talk to him and see like what he would suggest. And sense. I'm going to ask like how much time would this take? Right. Cause that's my, I just don't, it's just not worth it.
Right. Well, like, lawyers, I mean, a lawyer like that isn't going to do anything that's not like, that he doesn't see as being immediately profitable. I mean, that's the nice thing about having kind of a,
no, exactly. And that's what I'm saying is he'll tell lawyer. Me the truth is he'll be like, it'll take this long and it'd be this much, like, yeah. you know,
right.
If it's worth it to
this
you.
This is what you can expect.
But I mean, yeah, as of right now, I just fucking.
Yeah.
Real fired up.
You want to just fucking yeah. fight sometimes.
It's yeah. just, it's wrong.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it made me very happy that like everyone was pissed. Like all the kitchen staff was pissed. Which my friend made a good point. She was like, you made a mistake and like the kitchen's not mad at you. So.
Yeah. You know what? That stuff always levels out. It's so frustrating in the moment, but there's that hindsight.
But I wanted to go in and say I quit. Fuck you.
See, that's the thing is like, that's why I want unemployment. Cause I'm like, I didn't get to quit.
Yeah.
Right.
So at least if I get, I don't know that, cause that I can just do online. And if they fight that, I'd just bring him with me.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but look and see how much energy it's going
to
take.
Unemployment. Well, that's what I'm saying. But it's very hard to be denied unemployment. My only thing is if because I already have a job, yeah. if I can get unemployment for just this job.
Yeah.
Which I think that you should be able to. That seems crazy.
In expensive places? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. When I lost my job and I had to go freelance, I actually couldn't collect because of how much I was making freelance.
I'm Googling.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? New York is more expensive than LA.
Yes. It was very daunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you work two jobs and lose one, you might qualify for unemployment benefits. It depends on the state where you live and the circumstances of your case. It is possible you can collect unemployment even if you are still working, but may lose some of your benefits.
Now, and I'm being joking, but also being serious. I know this is a comedy podcast, but if you, I mean, and it's not the same, but when I was being, this was years ago, being stalked by my ex-boyfriend where I had to go to court to get a restraining order.
Yeah.
They pulled anything I said on Twitter as like evidence. So like, if you are going to seriously like sue them, then that you might not want to be like, I was going to quit. So could you edit out
Do we need to edit out the whole podcast?
Yeah. So
yeah. Edit out the whole podcast.
You know, so what? You talk to your lawyer before it comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking to him on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. So find out
what you get. There might be a lot of bleeps this episode.
I already thought about that. That's, I didn't say a lot of stuff because of that.
Okay. We get it edited down.
Well, everything I said, I felt comfortable saying.
Okay, good. Okay. I was going to say the episode is 17 minutes long and it's just like a bunch of punk rock music. And then in the middle, like a commercial for testosterone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Lately, I've been going through shit. All the things I love seem to defeat me.
TV. Tired of being my
3, 2, 1. Fuck. 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 Jammers.
Lately, I've been going through.